Scientists say glaciers in Antarctica could surge into the ocean a lot faster than they'd thought, and surging glaciers can raise sea level around the world. A series of scientific papers released this week now raises concern that huge masses of ice could be freed by melting ice sheets. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
If some of the major glaciers in Antarctica melted or simply slid into the ocean, sea level around the world would eventually rise by 15 or 20 feet. The question has been, how fast could those glaciers melt? Scientists observed a natural experiment 2 years ago that's helping them answer that question. Ted Skambos from the University of Colorado says a floating ice shelf in the Antarctic Peninsula started to crack up.
And over a period of a couple of weeks, very rapidly it disintegrated, lost an area a little bit larger than the state of Rhode Island, and disappeared after having been there for several thousand years at least.
Skambos has been watching the glaciers that were on land, sitting behind that ice shelf, to see what they would do. He and his colleagues now report in Geophysical Research Letters that those glaciers surged toward the sea. They're now flowing at least five times faster than they were when they were held back by the floating ice. It turns out that floating ice shelf was more important than many glaciologists had realized.
In fact, ice shelves do act as kind of a braking system for glaciers, that when you remove the ice shelf, there's a very rapid adjustment of the glaciers, and it results in having quite a bit of the ice mass up on the continent of Antarctica dumped into the ocean.
This particular event isn't that big a deal because this is a little glacier, as Antarctic glaciers go. But it's creating quite a stir among glacier specialists because they realize the same thing could happen on a much larger scale. Eric Rigneau at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory has been pondering this.
If you remove the ice shelves around the periphery of Antarctica, we have evidence now that the glaciers behind them could suddenly flow a lot faster and would have a significant impact on sea level.
Sea level is currently rising at the rate of about 2 millimeters a year. That's about the thickness of a quarter. But Rigneau says if Antarctic glaciers start to surge, they could contribute 10 times as much to rising sea levels. Over the course of a few centuries, seawater could inundate some of the world's most heavily populated areas. In fact, Rigneau and colleagues have been keeping an eye on one major glacier in Antarctica that has been surging over the past decade. Robert Thomas, a NASA contractor at Wallops Island, Virginia, says that surge is apparently taking place because the floating ice shelf in front of the glacier is thinning.
And the fact that we see it thinning looks as if we're getting more melting. Why? Is it because the oceans are getting warmer, or is it a more complex issue regarding the ocean currents?
Nobody knows. It might be part of a natural climate cycle, or this change could be due to global warming. In any case, it's a question well worth answering, because behind this shelf is one of the biggest glaciers in the world.
Nothing is going to happen overnight, or even in a few decades. But the problem is that once this begins to happen, it's irreversible.
Thomas says these recent observations and similar ones from Greenland glaciers have really caused a change of thinking.
If you'd been talking to a glaciologist 10 years ago, they would have probably been leaning towards what we call steady state ideas. That is, that the ice sheets aren't changing very much and that it's very difficult to make them change very much. It would take hundreds to thousands of years for them to show a significant response. Well, it's clear that we were wrong.
The challenge now is to predict what will happen to global sea level in the coming decades. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.